And we're going to go up north. Ryan Berg, R&B Livestock. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Well, pretty good. How's it up in the Florence Wallace area? You got some fog up there?
It's foggy. Foggy and frosty.
No snow, though, huh?
No snow. That ground turned white here a couple of days ago, but nothing to speak of.
Well, it's supposed to warm up now
a little bit. Perfect.
Yeah, it's been supposed to warm up a little. Hopefully it don't get too warm, but nice to see it in the lower 30s and 20s. But, Ryan, let's talk. You've been calving quite a while. When you been calving?
You know, we probably got really kind of rolling there right at the first of the year is when we kind of really got kicked off. So we've been going here about 3 weeks, short month, something like that, and kind of got through that tough weather, and that we had that and a couple sieges there, but it's been good here last week. I mean, it was a little intense there for a few weeks.
How was that cold weather? Did you have enough room?
We were able, I mean, we got along good. Like I said, it was intense, to say the least. 30 below causes plenty of challenges just feeding cattle. Try and start calving them, it gives you a whole other faucet of them. But, you know, we got through it. It was good. We maybe lost a couple sets of ears or something like that. But all in all, I think we come through it really well. Health of the cattle seems to look really good at this stage right now. And so, I mean, I think we'll be all right.
Well, I know that's one of the things you can freeze pretty easy is the ears on some of those. And I guess somebody says, why need the ears? But it sure makes that animal look a lot nicer, doesn't it?
Well, in our business, it probably doesn't make any money, but it sure makes it a lot easier to market them.
Well, Ryan, how many are you about? Do you do both the winter and the spring?
Summer? You know, we're having kind of a couple different. We set things up a little different. We'll have January, February, a pretty good wad of them. And then we'll kind of take a little break. There'll be a set of embryo recip deals that'll come in March. And then we'll crank into a pretty big set there the first week in May. Kind of seems like you calf forever, but you just calve in groups. I don't know. I suppose there's a couple hundred on the ground now, and we're pushing. We're looking right at halfway right now. So in the next 3 weeks, we'll kind of be winding down on that. We'll have a pretty good push, and then we'll have a little break, and then we'll have another push, and then we'll get a bunch of bread, and then we'll go into green grass calving.
I know a lot of people, we want some moisture, but it's kind of nice without a lot of snow around there for those lots and for bedding, isn't it?
Well, it sure makes it a whole lot simpler. It gives you one less job to do in the weather, you know what I mean? Cold is tough. You can't shovel the cold, but, you know, we can deal with the cold. And once it does decide to warm up, it does make life just a little bit easier. But that cold weather, if we can avoid the wind, we can handle it pretty decent. But, you know, 10 days of below zero, that's a little much for man or livestock. I mean, they get to looking a little wrung out as well.
Well, in the wind chill, that kind of hits them pretty hard. Ryan,
go ahead.
No.
I mean, if we can keep them dry and out of the wind, we can win a pretty big battle.
How long do you have to keep those calves after they calved, inside?
Inside, we're kind of, you know, it gets a little rapid every once in a while. We kind of like 24 hours, but when you get to really pushing a lot of them, you might not quite have enough end space. So really at 12 hours, they're maybe going from something that's fairly climate controlled to maybe just a shed, but realistically by 24 hours they're 12 to 24 hours they're basically just out of the wind and have straw and maybe a roof over them for a part of the time, but after that they're just out, kind of out of the wind in deep straw.
Well, the thing about winter, you don't have to worry too much about scours, do you? Is that, or do you still have a problem with
no,
that?
No, we haven't. You know, I mean, when that ground is froze like this, you know, that darn sure takes. It's one of the reasons we ask ourselves when it's as cold as it is why we're doing this, and that's one of the big reasons, or probably the main reason, our place gets plenty muddy when March rolls around. And if we can avoid that and being able to move them calves out by that time and onto some bigger, harder spots out in the open, we can fight through it a little better. And then we got a little older calf to market, you know, too, so that all helps.
How dry are you guys up there? You had a pretty decent year last fall. How dry did you get? How dry are you now, though?
I think we're sitting really good. We're a long ways in front of where we were 12 months ago. There was a point in time this fall that it looked very wet, you know, leaving some crop in the ground and you just can't get it. And, you know, we got some moisture there. And we filled some stuff up. But then, you know, we ended up having 30, 40 days longer of fall than we thought we were going to have. So, I mean, realistically, I think we're going into this deal way better than we were a year ago. I don't want any snow. I don't think we need any snow. Give us some rain there in the spring and kind of take some frost out, wash some things up, and I think we're in a good position.
Grass looks pretty good going into the fall.
You know, pretty good. A guy had to manage some of that, you know, because early summer got a little, way early was tough, you know, because we weren't getting our regrowth to come back. And then kind of by midsummer, we were getting a little bit of rain. And I think we got some in late fall rains that kind of got things back. If the pastures didn't get too beat up, I think we'll be plumb fine, you know. But there's darn sure some pastures that are going to need a little bit of a break, aren't going to be able to maybe get there quite as quick as the guy wanted to on a timeline in May. But I think for the most part, we're going to be fine on grass. I think we're going to get this crop in the ground the way it looks. I mean, there's still a fair share of winter and spring to get through to get there. But feed situation seems to be really good. I mean, it's really helped, you know, that the guy's been able to graze a long time into winter here before you had to use too much feed. So I think, you know, even if we got to hold up going to grass just a little bit, we'll still have some feed to handle there.
Well, and with the way the winter's been going, the bedding has probably been pretty decent too then.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was, you know, some of them years you got to get started in October, and that looked like it was going to happen there for a little bit. You maybe used some, but then when November kind of rolled around and even into December, you really didn't need to use it. And I mean, if they're in some big open pens now with this temperature, the ground is pretty dry. You're saving on that too.
Well, Ryan, you got some young boys coming up helping with you, so I suppose you're going to slow down a little and let those guys do it, huh?
They were home over Christmas break, and it was immense help after they left and went back to school. We maybe didn't think they were doing much, but we realized just what they were doing.
Yeah, well, yeah. They've been showing it quite a few. You've had shown it quite a few times already, have they?
Yeah, we've been out quite a bit. You know, they usually go out over Christmas, and they didn't end up having one, and then they canceled one because of the cold weather, which was smart. I mean, it was very cold, so they didn't get to go out, and so they're getting to get the itch that they need to go someplace here again pretty soon.
Well, and it's always fun to see them out there, and they like showing and like doing the fitting and working with the animals, and that's why you keep the young guys, people involved in agriculture. Ryan.
Absolutely. They seem to like it, and we enjoy that they like it.
Well, Ryan, I want to thank you for joining me and bringing us up to date on some of the winter calving. I think there's a few that are starting to do it more, but you really have to have those facilities, don't you?
You got to have some facilities, and you maybe just got to be a little crazy. Wouldn't hurt either, just because it's not just the easiest thing to do in the world.
Well, Ryan, thank you very much, and good luck, Kevin, and finishing up and starting next spring, and we'll talk to you, I know, during the farm show.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Have a good day, Chuck.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. And that's Ryan Berg from...